Here are a few further notes from my jottings just to fill up the rest of this tape. I've got a note here on Acts 7 where the accusers and opposers of Stephen are dubbed as uncircumcised in heart and ear. The heart, of course, is the organ of affection. The ear is the organ of reception. Well, of course, if they're uncircumcised in heart and ear, it means that death to the flesh is unknown. And in this chapter, in their hatred against Stephen, they were cut to the heart. A little earlier, we read, they were pricked in the heart. I once asked an old brother, what was the difference between being pricked in the heart in Acts 2 and cut to the heart in Acts 7? I remember he said, if you cut a man to the heart, you annoy him, but if you prick him in the heart, you slay him. Well, that's pretty good. But in being cut to the heart, spiritual pride was stirred up. Pricked in the heart, death was accepted. So we might say that those who were cut to the heart were uncircumcised in heart and ear. And on the reverse, of course, those who were pricked in the heart were circumcised in heart and ear. I've got a note here, I see, about the new name that was given to Joseph in the book of Genesis. When he was given the new name, you remember, Zaphnath-Paneah. And I've got alongside of it, say Philippians 2, a name above every name. Well, I suppose Joseph was given the highest place next to the throne, next to Pharaoh and the throne. And his name would be above every name then. Our Lord has been given a name above every name. And this is an answer in the context of Philippians 2 to his down stooping. And I've got here, you know the setting in John in Philippians, who being in the form of God, I've got here, see John's Gospel for the form of God. We read, of course, in Philippians 2, he humbled himself. Well, I've got Luke's gospel is the gospel of the humbled and obedient one. And I've got Mark's gospel is the gospel for the form of a servant. Matthew's gospel, where he's hailed as the king, of course, he's born king of the Jews. And at the end of Matthew's gospel, all power in heaven and earth is given unto him. I've got a note here. Matthew's gospel is the gospel of his exaltation, the exalted one. So John's gospel, form of God. Luke's gospel, humbled, obedient one. Mark's gospel, form of a servant. Matthew's gospel, the exalted one. That's in connection, of course, with the statement in Philippians 2, wherefore God hath highly exalted him. There's a note here that Psalm 40 gives us the burnt offering, the John's Gospel aspect of the death of our Lord. Psalm 16, the meal offering. Psalm 118, the peace offering. Luke's Gospel, of course, gives us these aspects of the life and death of Jesus. Psalm 22, the sin offering. Psalm 69, the trespass offering. I have a note here that Matthew's Gospel answers to the sin offering. Mark's Gospel to the trespass offering. In Matthew's Gospel, chapter 23, where the Lord Jesus is speaking about those who love the uppermost rooms, chief seats, etc., greetings in the markets, he He says, but be not ye called Rabbi, for one is your master, even Christ, and all ye are brethren. Another place we read, Jesus prayed alone, and his disciples with him. Before his death, he could not associate his disciples with him. He was alone. After the cross, in resurrection, he says, go tell my brethren. He is not ashamed to call them brethren. So if alone before the cross, thankfully is the risen one, the cross behind him, redemption's work accomplished, he associates his disciples with himself in the sweet intimacy of the relationship of brethren. So if our Lord is not ashamed to call his own brethren, we are proud to be owned by him as his brethren. This is the only name we would accept, not the brethren or any kind of brethren, but his brethren. Praise his blessed name. Amen.